Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat.
Think of it as a love affair we've been having with the English language. America brings English across the Atlantic, and over the last three centuries, we've been messing with it. North, south, east, and west.
Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Hi, my name is Damien. I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia. I don't have a regional set of words that are different, but I'm in the military. I'm in the Navy, and we have our own kind of set of words. We call the restroom the head. So if I go into a restaurant and I ask somebody, hey, where's your head? Well, they take it a totally different way.
Last week, we talked about the publication of the final volume of the Dictionary of American Regional English, and it started a conversation about who says what in this melting pot of a nation. From pack squaddle worm to hook'em snivy, dropped egg, jug of rum, pinkle tink, hell for leather. Oh, I could go on and on. So could you.
This is Eric down in sunny Miami, Florida. When I first moved to New York City to work from the Midwest, everybody kept referring to they had a sick night last night.
We had a sick night.
And I didn't understand that. I thought people were ill.
Will Finch from Gloucester, where I work, coffee break is called mug up. It has its origin from fishing boats when the cook yells mug up as he hands the coffee up to the crew on deck.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either.
The Dictionary Project was started in the 1950s by linguist Frederick Cassidy, who was trying to get a handle on an evolving language that was getting away from us. In a sense, to chronicle what is a quintessentially American experience, taking your regional English on the road and finding out you might not be understood when you get to your destination.
This is Christina from Nyack, New York. When I first moved to New York City from Ohio, I went to the grocery and asked for mangoes. Where I grew up in Ohio, we called green peppers mangoes. I don't know why. You can imagine my surprise when the grocer gave me mangoes and his surprise at my reaction.
This is Kerry from Detroit. They're punchkeys, not punchkeys. Thank you.
The way you speak English is part of your culture, but it's not quite the same as the radically different dialects of Arabic or Chinese, which can barely be understood outside of their native regions. And while Americans have a few examples of that, Cajun accents can be tough for New Englanders, Mainers may have a tough time being understood in South Central. In general, Americans are happy to clue their fellow citizens in.
My name is Andy, calling from Boston. When I used to live in Iowa, we had three idioms that people out here find completely bizarre. The place where you park your car, which we might call a garage out here, was called a ramp. The strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street was called the parking. And ATMs were called Shazam machines. And no one in Boston knows what any of those things mean.
Hi, this is Joe. I moved to Chicago, and I was in my office, and I needed some rubber bands, which we call elastics. And I went to my administrative assistant and said, hey, I need some elastics. And she looked at me with this kind of shock and horror on her face, and I couldn't imagine what was going on. And she told me later she thought I meant prophylactics.
You like vanilla.
And I like vanilla.
You sarsaparilla.
And I sarsaparilla.
So keep your regionalisms coming, won't you, at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Oh, and if you ever need a drink of water in Rhode Island.
Hi, this is Sarah, and I am calling from Providence, Rhode Island, where we do not go and get a cold drink of water from a drinking fountain. We get it from a bubbler.